I just thought in general
he was stellar, but
I thought in general he just wasn't that bad. I just think in certain scenes where we kind of where we have a direct reference to a Tupac equivalent, those didn't work. It's like that interview we were talking about, the reenactment of the juice scene. It's
him
just
recording
like,
in the studio.
Yeah, yeah, it just didn't.
Yeah,
it just couldn't match up. So, but I will say he nailed Tupac's stage presence. I'll say that
he did.
Like in terms of just his the way he was moving and shit. Like he kind of had that down.
He did.
Oh,
another thing that we kind of need to touch back on, because I think we cut out earlier, is I wanted to do a rundown of like some other people who were casted.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
you said you liked Shock G.
I liked Shock G's casting. It made sense.
Money Be Playing
and
Money
Be
Playing
himself.
Throws
it throws you off just because you casted everybody else as somebody else. But you
well,
let him play
the,
himself.
There were, well, two
outlaws.
Of the outlaws.
Yeah,
that played
true,
themselves.
True. They take an actor who looks nothing like Snoop Dogg, okay? They give him an afro. They had Snoop Dogg provide his own voice for this movie. Yeah. Snoop Dogg voiced over his own lines for another actor to mouth them on screen. Why? Snoop Dogg, you close your eyes and you listen to those scenes in the movie. When you open your eyes, you would expect to see Snoop Dogg on the screen. Because he's doing his own voice. But you're seeing a dude who don't look nothing like him.
Yeah.
And it was just a crazy casting. It was a crazy casting choice. And then just a creative choice to, like, not let this dude at least... I mean, I don't know what this dude, the actor, sounds like in real life. Because, mind you, he literally does not use his own voice in this movie at all. Yeah. Snoop does all of his own character's
curious
lines.
To look him up.
So I don't know if this dude just really sounded so far off from Snoop that they were like, that's going to throw people off. But it's just crazy to me that he's the only person they did that with.
I think as far as like the look, I don't have a whole lot of beef because I feel like it was more so, I guess, his stature. But I think what throws it off from just not even being in the realm of Snoop Dogg is his nose.
His nose.
It's his nose.
Yeah.
And having Snoop Dogg dub the voice was an idiotic decision, though, because, first of all, nobody else in the movie has that going on.
Right.
So, like, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And, like you said, Snoop's voice is iconic. Like, it's like so distinct and recognizable. So as soon as that comes in, like every time he has a line, it takes me out of
it.
It's laughable. I feel like I'm just watching some comedy or some shit because it's goofy. And I just don't know why. Like, I don't know. Like, I look at Straight Outta Compton and what Lakeith Stanfield did with Snoop Dogg, and I thought that was fine.
Right.
Like, just do something.
Just
like
find
that.
An actor
find a guy that
who can deliver the lines,
like
be serviceable, kind of looks like him, and we'll buy it, you know?
Yeah.
But when
you don't need
give
to have
us Snoop Dogg's
dug.
Voice and he's not on the screen, we're looking at you like, what the hell
what
are
the
you
hell
doing?
Is this? And to have a whole dub, it's just unnecessary,
it is,
man.
It's crazy.
But it's like from the back, that actor, like when they were walking from the airplane and shit, like he kind of had Snoop's walk down and everything.
Just he turns around
just,
and you're
like,
oh, you ain't Snoop.
You're not Snoop.
Right.
But
gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was one casting like mishap that I couldn't get down with. So now let's take that, and something else we should mention about this is they used the same actor from Notorious to play Biggie in All Eyes on Me, but he probably had some weight loss surgery because he was like slim thick in this movie versus, you know, I don't want to say he was drastically smaller because he actually really wasn't big enough in Notorious compared to the real Big. I will say that in Notorious, he could have been a little bigger. Not that I don't want anybody to gain that much weight, but like the real Big was bigger than what Jamal Woodard was in Notorious.
Yeah, but I don't know if by much in Notorious, though.
Right,
but
then by the time we get to All Eyes on Me, he's been on the treadmill for a little while and been to the gym. Mm-hmm. And so now it's just kind of laughable because it's like, other than the fact that we've seen you portray Notorious already in a movie, I would have been like, where'd you find this dude? Why do you have him up here?
Why is he Biggie?
This dude is slim, thick at most.
Yeah, without Notorious. Yeah, for sure.
You'd without like, Notorious, he shows up and I'm like, who is that? Yeah. You calling him? That's who you calling Notorious? He needs about two more X's.
Yeah.
But he did okay, but that's because he's already played Biggie. He did. So, you know, I can't fault his acting, but I will just say, you know, they could have picked someone else to kind of give us a more Biggie look. And then Angie Martinez, even though it's just one scene.
Oh, God.
Even though it's just one scene, she was... I don't even know.
Corny.
I was embarrassed for her.
Man, you was really out there doing it, fam?
Like, where is Angie?
And I mean, Angie has the BK thing an accent, going, but it's just like.
This was
good. That was just, oh my gosh, she was doing way too much.
She was,
yeah,
how do we feel weird. About Suge? I don't remember where we fell on Suge's casting for this one, because we've had a few Suge's now across Notorious, All Eyes on Me, Straight Outta Compton. So we've had a few Suge's. So where did we fall on All Eyes on Me?
I'm gonna run down the Suge's just briefly. Notorious Suge, I feel like he just didn't have enough meat to really make anything out of it, so he was just kind of there. But I do think look wise he's probably the closest in terms of look, just all around,
right?
I like Straight Outta Compton Suge, but he was way too small compared to the real thing,
right?
But I really liked his performance. I thought he was good. This Suge, I can say I didn't really mind him much. I thought what he did was...
I'd put him above the Notorious Suge, okay. Acting-wise.
Yeah, Notorious Suge just kind of had this...
And then I put him above thing. Straight Outta Compton, looks-wise.
Yeah.
So
he's got the size.
So I don't know if that puts him, I guess, above those other ones. That puts him in the top spot, but... I thought he was serviceable.
I thought so, too.
He was menacing when he needed to be. He was threatening when he needed to be. He had the size to go with it. And his delivery was okay.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I still don't think anybody has 100% nailed it. But he's probably gotten probably the closest, maybe.
He's gotten the closest. You know, he had some slime ball to him. He played slime ball very well.
But he had that part of Suge also where, and I think Straight Outta Compton Suge kind of had this too, but I think maybe this Suge balanced it a little better, because Suge was really good at making you feel special and like you were going to be well taken care of.
Yes.
And this Suge,
you were in good hands.
This Suge had that.
Yeah,
he had that, and I think what prevents some of them from like 100% nailing it, and this is just me kind of being nitpicky, but like Suge and just his general public persona, he came across as like just a little more soft spoken, which was just kind of like there was always that hint of contradiction with the way he kind of carried himself.
Right.
And I feel like that soft-spokenness kind of played into that contradiction a little more, even though, like, if you were reading about him at the time, you knew what the hell he was about, like,
right.
Despite that.
Right.
So it's like...
Like, you were not in good hands.
Yeah, there was no... There was no buying it, but right. It's just like, you know... He did have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I agree with you. I think he this one kind of struck probably the best balance.
Yeah. The manager.
Oh, Atron.
Atron. He was okay.
You bringing him up reminded me of like one major gripe I had with the movie, though, because he says it, and then it comes up at a few other points. Is like there are just a few times in the movie where people come to Tupac and they tell him just how far he's come in such a short amount of time. And I, like, and we don't in my see mind, how I'm far like, he's come. Come from what?
From what? Yes. I mean,
like, when the movie gave us no sense of the desperation he was, like, coming from.
It's like everybody trying to redeem Kane and menace to society.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, what do y'all see in this fool to want to save him?
There's no...
You're telling me he's overcome these things, and man, you've come so far and accomplished so much. And I'm like, can you show me?
Yeah.
What were those things?
Because what I thought was missing, like a crucial element missing, is like, one, I think we had mentioned it earlier, like the depth of poverty that just characterized Tupac's early upbringing. I mean, it was so bad.
It was unthinkable poverty.
And the movie gives you no sense of that whatsoever.
At all.
And then we get no sense of grind on his way to becoming successful. To get
his mother and his sister out of
there's
it.
He's just coasting through the film. Like I said, there's like no
stuff's just falling in his lap. See him, and he's just growing. Right, like we don't.
That's the problem. We don't know why he's rapping.
We don't know
what pushes him to even write his first. Like lyrics, poem, like nothing.
We don't know.
There's nothing
that he was in several groups before we knew him as Tupac.
There's just none of that. Like
his mother gives him a notebook when he is 9, and we never see him touch a notebook again.
Wait a minute, probably not. Yeah, I don't think so.
We never.
I was about to be like, was there one in there? Studio sessions?
We never see inside of his notebook. He gets a notebook, starts at the table that Christmas, never see that man write again.
Yeah.
And he was always writing, except for when he was in prison. But they don't even touch on that, how prison stunted his ability to write. Mm-hmm. We don't even get that, but you spend so much time on the prison interview. But a part of that prison interview is, have you been writing while you're in here? And he's like, no, it kills that for me. Tupac says, being in here kills my spirit to write. He spent more time, like, reading before he finally found some, like, motivation to try to write some stuff in prison. But they don't even touch on that in the interview.
And the movie, it just pisses me off because it's just, like, every once in a while, they're, like, you see Tupac just kind of going through shit because, like, Wikipedia says this shit about him.
Somebody typed it up.
And then we have a scene where it's like, yeah, you want to affect change, right? But, like, in between all this, we don't see him trying to affect any world change.
That he wants to, right? Like, we don't even see that he wants to affect change. It's just because you said it, we got to believe it.
Get the communities together and do this, right? But, like, before that, it's like, he's just doing shit. Like, what is...
And there are still things that we haven't even touched on in this conversation, but I feel like we could just go on and on and on. We could give you 2 hours and 19 minutes of why All Eyes on Me is not the way to go if you want to learn about Tupac.
Did we leave out anything critical?
I mean, we didn't talk on, his relationship with Kadada and how they just fast-tracked through that.
That was so shallow.
They just fast-tracked through that. The corny little moment before he rides off into his death with Suge at the hotel with the door and the should I, shouldn't I moment.
It's like they're just milking the drama of it.
I love D. Ray Davis, but he is just not a thug. He's too funny to me naturally.
Exactly.
For me to see him as like an aggressor. So it was just odd to me, and I could do was laugh.
And I'm not, at least I don't think I'm one of those people that sees you do one thing and just I'm incapable of seeing you do something else.
No.
But D-Ray, he has one of those faces where I'm just like, nah, you are just a comedian wherever you are. I can't take you. It's like taking
Boo Capone and you want to put him in like a drama. There's no way that I can watch that with a straight face. I will say this was a wasted 2 hours and 19 minutes. And I don't know how you recover from that, because I feel like we've lost our chance now to have a good Tupac story told on screen because of this movie.
I don't want to say never, because I feel like there's always going to be someone who wants to capitalize off Tupac content, unfortunately. It's just a matter of, I mean, is there a chance of any opportunity eventually landing in the hands of somebody who cares?
And let's be, you know, Hughes Brothers did Dear Mama.
No, just one
Hughes. Just brother. One Hughes did Dear Mama. And I felt like that was a little redeeming.
Sure.
And they did it in documentary style. Mm-hmm. And again, got way more out of that.
That was a great documentary.
That was a great documentary. So, I don't think that all hope is lost for us to get another big screen chance, but I am glad that they were able to get Dear Mama out there and still try to tell us Tupac's story. And I liked the angle they took with that to, like, show the interdependence between Tupac and his mom. Mm-hmm. Because they were very much codependent. And
yeah, they gave them, that documentary gave them equal weight.
Equal weight and impact on each other's lives to help them both overcome. Mm-hmm. Because you really can't tell Tupac's story without telling his mother's story and vice versa.
Yeah.
And you don't get that in All Eyes on Me. You get his mother somehow falls into an addiction and Tupac somehow falls into being a celebrity, and that's it.
I don't know, for anyone out there who I guess is like a newcomer. I can't imagine anyone out there being a newcomer to anything Tupac. They're out there. But it's like, if you want to get hip, I mean, a great source is one, his albums.
Yes.
And I say watch all the movies he's appeared in. They're all solid.
Yep.
Tupac Resurrection. Dear Mama's great. Recently,
the new authorized biography.
Yeah,
just came out last year.
It's a very good read.
But was that Stacey Robinson? Was that her name? Who authored it? It was a book that she started with Afeni, and she gave permission for her to be the sole author of that. And it's very well done. It's very Stacey Robinson. It's called The Authorized Biography, Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
Any of those things are going to clearly a book is going to give you more than a 2-hour movie. If it's something that you want to watch, Resurrection, Dear Mama, any movies he's been in, look up his interviews. Any of those things will give you more insight into why he was an icon than what All Eyes on Me is going to tell you.
Yeah. It was a good talk.
Yeah, good chat. But, you know, watch the movie if you've seen it. Do you agree?
Wait, are we encouraging people to watch this?
I don't know that I'm encouraging you to watch it if you haven't watched it already. If you have already watched it, let us know what was your level of Tupac knowledge going into the movie, and did that increase when you finished the movie? We'd like to know. Is the experience similar for you all that it was for us? I didn't come out with anything that I didn't know already about Tupac. again, I mean, I didn't come in with the most Tupac knowledge, but I also didn't come in at zero. But I didn't add.
So, I do have a question. Do you think somebody coming in completely blind, do you think they're going to come away feeling like they learned anything worthwhile about him?
No. I think somebody coming in at zero will walk out of that movie, or turn, that movie's going to end, and they're going to be like, why did he need a movie?
Yeah, I think so too.
If I were coming in at zero and watched that movie, I'd be like, why did he need a body? Who was he? He a rapper. Okay, there's plenty of those. And that's the end of the conversation. So if you're coming in at zero, like, I wouldn't expect you to come out and be like, wow, man, I need to go look this dude up. No, that would give, this movie would make me like not want to go go do anything else with information about him. Like, I'm not going to go on to turn him on Spotify. I'm not going to want to go Google no interviews, none of that. I'd be like, all right, who was this fella? Like, why? Yeah. Why did he get a movie? I could have used a movie about X, Y, and Z, you know? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even if you came in at zero, I would like to think that you didn't get much out. But I could be wrong. Maybe there was, like, a factor, something that was interesting to you in there.
I think you're right, though, because there's not much to latch on to. And then I also think about you with Straight Outta Compton. I don't think you knew a whole lot about N.W.A.
Right, and I got stuff out of that movie.
And yeah, and I mean, there was some bullshit in Straight Outta Compton.
But, right.
For the most part, you wanted to listen to N.W.A.'s album.
I did. Like, that movie was over. I wanted to listen to, like, N.W.A. I remember I wanted to, like, look up even more about them. I started, like, doing more research. I wanted to read more about Eazy-E and how they came to be. I wanted to know about the drama of the label and the beef. And, like, it led me kind of down this rabbit hole of, like, trying to fill in, you know, even more.
So I think that's the litmus test. Like, if it makes you curious and want to know more, then it's a product that left an impression.
It did.
And to me, that's a testament to the quality. Yeah. Where it's like, All Eyes on Me, I cannot imagine a newcomer looking at that and being like, I need
more. Want to do a deep dive.
I need a deep dive on Tupac.
Yeah. They'd be
like, what's the big deal?
I will say I didn't get that from Notorious.
No, Notorious. Notorious was better executed than this. Saying much, though.
Yeah, it was better executed, but it also didn't have me, like, just dying to go do, like, more Biggie research. No. But it is, you know, the better movie out of these two.
Yeah, Notorious is still bad, though. Notorious
is still bad, but better.
It's
a better band.
But it's hands down better than All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it's more to do with Jamal's performance. I thought he was a pretty solid Biggie.
I thought Lil' Kim was good. But
we'll say that. But
movie
sucks.
Poor use of the time. If you've watched it, do you agree? Let us know. Other than that, thanks for hanging with us tonight, and let us know what else you'd like to hear us talk about, get into.
Yeah. Peace.